Well, we're reminded today of an important executive order. Executive Order 9066, enacted 75 years ago this week by President Franklin Roosevelt. Its stated goal, protecting the U.S. from spies. It gave the Secretary of War the power to create internment areas to hold people. Its effect, the forced removal of 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry from their homes to be incarcerated in camps, and more than half of them, 62%, American citizens born to Japanese immigrant parents. Here's George Takei, best known as Sulu from Star Trek, talking to us about his family's experience when he was just five.
My parents had packed hurriedly the night before, and I was looking out the front window, and I saw two soldiers come marching up our driveway. They had bayonets on their rifle. It glinted in the sun. And they stomped up our front porch and then banged on the front door. And my father answered the door, and they ordered us out.
Well, during the last election campaign, then-candidate Donald Trump supporters pointed to the Japanese internment as precedent for rounding up Muslims. But in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed legislation apologizing and offering reparation. The bill read, "The internment was caused by racial prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership." Now, the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles has opened a new exhibit about the executive order, everything from Boy Scout items, kids brought to the camps, to a portrait of Senator Daniel Inouye, who lost an arm fighting for the U.S. in a segregated Japanese unit during World War II. The exhibit is called Instructions to All Persons, Reflections on Executive Order 9066. The original order, posted all over the West Coast, read, "To All Persons of Japanese Ancestry." Artist Clement Hanami is art director and curator at the museum. Clement, the order tells them to pack up a few items. The rest would be put in storage. There was voluntary evacuation at first, then people were forcibly rounded up, as we heard. Is this a personal story to you?
Yes. My father was a voluntary evacuee from the very beginning. And he was a third-generation Japanese-American who was born in Idaho. So he was one of the fortunate ones in the sense that he had a family he could move to in Twin Falls. But for other people, they weren't as fortunate. The government did allow for the storage of some things, but it wasn't capable of storing all the belongings of 120,000 people.
And some of them came back and they were gone.
They were either gone or stolen or just lost.
And others who weren't fortunate to have family went to these internment camps in Utah, you know, places that felt like another planet to them. Look, how do you think that family history maybe influenced you as an artist? And how are you and others at the museum exploring this through art?
Well, the exhibition itself has two artists included. One is Wendy Maruyama, and the other is Mike Saijo. Mike Saijo is an artist who uses books, and he uses those as a backdrop for much of his work. The painting that he has of Senator Daniel K. Inouye has a background of the New Testament. So during World War II, Japanese Americans were issued boots, guns, fatigues, but if you were a Christian, you were also given a New Testament, a Bible, to carry with you. So Mike Saijo has taken that book, and then he has taken the pages and glued them onto a background, almost every page. And then on top of that is a picture of the senator, Daniel K. Inouye, who lost his arm fighting in Germany. It is just an illustration of, for us at least, this idea of what it means to be Japanese American. You grow up learning about everything from, history, religion, civics, and you're taught to be an American until one day somebody says, wait a minute, you're not. And if you're going to fight for America, you're going to fight in a segregated unit, the 442nd in Europe, but you will be treated as a different group of soldiers.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because the exhibit opened less than a month after President Trump issued his own executive order, 13769, prohibiting the entry of nationals from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen. And the Iraqis, of course, had been fighting alongside the Americans against forces in Iraq and later against, now, today, against ISIS, and they were barred from entry. So it's, as you said, you're with us until you're not with us.
Right.
Yeah. Does current history, or the current executive orders, the current consideration of banning Muslims, for instance, was that in your mind when you came up with this exhibit, or is it just a coincidence?
I think it's always been something that the museum is really wants to ensure does not happen again. We have hosted many Day of Remembrances here, which is basically a commemoration of the signing of the executive order, and we often collaborate with all different races, and most recently we've been doing quite a few with the Muslim community because of its relativeness to this whole story. So if you come to the exhibit, the first date in our timeline is December 7th, 1941, which is the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The last date in the many dates that we have is September 11th, 2001, and it is to make reference and connections to after 9/11, we saw a huge rise in Islamophobia and characterization of Muslims as the evil people. And so we wanted to make sure that what happened to Japanese Americans doesn't happen to other groups.
Can you describe some of the other items that are in the exhibit that sort of speak to the just the pain of this time?
So some of the more important things that we do have is a lot of documents, simple mundane documents that people would have gotten. They're very straightforward. They basically tell you, you know, these are the, you can only carry two bags. This is the room that you're going to stay in. Just these very simple instructions. But when you read them, you actually realize these are the instructions that people had to follow, which they were following as good Americans. Probably the most important document we have here is the original Executive Order 9066 that is signed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's a very moving document for a lot of the survivors of the camps to actually see, because that was the signature that transformed their lives.
Wow. That's artist Clement Hanami, art director and curator at the Japanese American National Museum in Los Angeles. The new exhibit, Instructions to All Persons, runs through mid-August. Clement, thank you.
Thank you.